Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. This is Jesus at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com. I got a chance to talk with Natalie LaRose, whose song Somebody will be featured on Fox's Rosewood.
Hello, Jesus.
Hey, Natalie, how are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
So your song Somebody was on the Hot 100 Top 10 list. Now it's on the hit show Rosewood. How excited are you about the success of this song?
I'm super, super excited because, I mean, obviously it's brought me so many things, you know, like you said, in the top 10 of the Billboard, and I've been asked to do, you know, a performance in Rosewood, which is amazing because it's, a great show, great actors, Morris Chestnut in there. And for me, it's a great honor to be able to do all this stuff off of, off of the success of one song, basically. Obviously I released more songs after that, but the great thing is that, since I've released my first song, I've been able to do so many more things, be on TV shows, opening the Disney Awards, traveling all around the world, and it's an amazing feeling.
So you'll actually be performing it on the show?
Yeah, Somebody. I'll be performing Somebody on the show, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. It has a great dance beat, and I read that it was influenced by Whitney Houston's Dance With Somebody.
Exactly, yeah.
Jaina Lee Ortiz is such a great dancer. Are we going to get to see her dance?
I don't think I can tell. It's got to be a surprise for you guys. But it's going to be especially me and my dancers that's going to go all out, And everybody will definitely be bouncing to the music.
How thrilled were you when you actually got asked to be featured on this show?
I was super, super thrilled. It's such a cool show. It actually, I think it plays in Miami. Like, they're supposed to be in Miami. We shot it in Los Angeles, though, but it's supposed to be Miami. And I think that's so cool because I live in Miami as well. So it has a really nice and tropical vibe, and it's very, it has a cool vibe to it, so I was glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, the show, I believe, is supposed to be in East Miami.
Exactly.
Since you live in Miami, how close is it to actually a Miami scenery?
Well, it comes close to it, actually. I mean, Miami is pretty tropical, the palm trees and the colors and, the chill vibe that Miami, the cool chill vibe that Miami has. But I feel like LA has that a little bit too, the beach areas in LA are a little similar to what Miami has. So they did a good job trying to, imitate that.
Were you a fan of Rosewood, and did you watch it before you were asked to feature your song in it?
Well, the thing is, I knew about it, but I really don't have a lot of time to watch TV shows. Yeah. So I'm a little behind with all the shows that I still want to see, but Rosewood is definitely the one that's on my list. I've seen a couple of episodes, but I really want to, when I get, the time, or when I'm going to go into a long flight, I would definitely watch a couple episodes and catch up to where they are right now.
What was it about the episodes you saw that caught your attention?
Well, I think that Morris Chestnut is definitely some eye candy. And I think, like I said, it has a cool vibe. They have some, fun humor in it. And I think that's what I guess, attracts me to the show.
Yeah, your song, Somebody, seems like it'd be a perfect match for this show. What was it about Whitney Houston's style that attracted you to it?
Well, I've always been a huge fan of Whitney Houston, and also 80s music. I just love the flavor of 80s music, so I always try to if I get the chance or the opportunity to incorporate that in my music. And I think it was a cool idea to mix an 80s song and put it in a modern day sound, and to have a song, a huge song that Whitney Houston had, and use that. I think that was, I got really lucky with that it was so well received.
Rosewood has such a diverse cast. You have Jaina Lee Ortiz, who's Hispanic. You have Morris Chestnut, which is African American. And now you are featured in this, and you're from the Netherlands. How do you feel you're going to be viewed and taken when you are seen on this show?
I'm not sure, because the funny thing is, I'm a Dutch girl, but I don't look like your typical Dutch girl, because my parents are from Surinamese heritage, and it's a country in South America. Mm-hmm. So, and I actually have, you know, lots of different, like, my parents have, you know, different backgrounds, European a little bit, Creole. So I'm a mix of, you know, different nationalities. And I think it's cool because people a lot of the times can't really pinpoint where I'm from. Some would think I'm Latin. Other people would think I'm Moroccan, you know, Egyptian. Like, I've heard so many different things, and I think that's cool.
Does your background kind of influence what your music is and how you play your music, what you've been writing, and what you will be writing in the future?
I think absolutely. One of the biggest things is just that I'm a huge fan of rhythm. I love interesting rhythms. I love, you know, I'm a dancer too. And I think that rhythm comes from my Surinamese heritage, like the Caribbean kind of flavor. So I love to mix pop with rhythm. That's why I call my music pop rhythmic, rhythmic pop, sorry.
So what is next for you as an artist?
Well, I'm working on next single. I'm working on a full project. So that might be an EP or an album. And I'm working on a hour show. I'm preparing that right now, and I'm going to start doing more and more shows. And, you know, before this, I was on tour with Fifth Harmony, and I used to do, like, a half-hour show, and now I'm going to expand the show and do more songs and make it a little bit longer.
This show, the hour-long show, is there any place we can go see it?
The premiere of that show, that particular show, will be in Auburn, Texas. It's a college show. And I'm super excited about that. It's going to be in 2 weeks.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much.